You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A Tacoma, Washington dad awaits his adult daughter to return from a night out with friends. She's on her way home in an Uber. When her drive takes longer than he expects, dad heads out to his daughter's last cell phone location, a popular fishing spot. When he gets there, he finds the Uber driver sex assaulting his daughter. A fight breaks out between the two, and the dad fires several shots, injuring the driver.
Nancy, Thurston County Sheriff's deputies responding to reports of gunfire found the rideshare driver fleeing the scene in his car, bleeding from a gunshot wound. The driver's injuries were not considered life-threatening, and investigators have determined that the father did act in self-defense. He will not face any charges.
After medical attention, the rideshare driver charged with rape and kidnap. A Texas church calls Ray's Wrecker Service to have an abandoned car removed from their parking lot. When the tow truck driver arrives, he immediately calls 911. There seems to be a woman's body sitting slumped in the passenger seat. The body's wrapped in blankets, but long red hair and a leg can be seen in the passenger seat through the window. Cops wait hours for a warrant, and when they finally open the door, they realize the victim is really a, quote, adult novelty mannequin. That means sex doll. The driver and police relieve the lifelike body was not a lifeless body. Finally, a happy ending? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Indigenous activist Leonard Peltier, who has been in prison for most of his life following his conviction in the 1975 killings of two FBI agents, has been denied parole. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The U.S. Parole Commission has now announced that Peltier will not be eligible for another parole hearing until June of 2026. Peltier, serving a life sentence, was convicted in 1977 for the deaths of agents Jack Corler and Ronald Williams during a standoff on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Peltier's attorney, Kevin Sharp, a former federal judge, argued that Peltier was wrongfully convicted and noted the deteriorating health of the 79-year-old inmate. Peltier's case has long been a focal point for indigenous rights movements. Nearly 50 years later, his name continues to inspire activism, with Free Peltier shirts widely available online. The FBI, along with current and former agents, disputes claims of Peltier's innocence. FBI Director Christopher Wray stated justice continues to prevail, and Natalie Barra, president of the FBI Agents Association, labeled Peltier an unremorseful murderer. Peltier, an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa tribe, was an active member of the American Indian Movement, AIM, which emerged in the 1960s in Minneapolis to combat police brutality and discrimination against Native Americans, eventually growing into a national force. AIM gained national attention in 1973 with the takeover of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation, leading to a 71-day standoff with federal agents. Tensions between AIM and the government persisted for years. On June 26, 1975, FBI agents arrived at Pine Ridge to serve arrest warrants amidst conflicts over Native treaty rights and self-determination. During a shootout, agents Corler and Williams were injured and then fatally shot at close range. AIM member Joseph Stuntz was also killed in the shootout, with the Justice Department conclusion attributing his death to a law enforcement sniper. Two other AIM members, Robert Robideau and Dino Butler, were acquitted of the killings of Corler and Williams. After fleeing to Canada and subsequent extradition to the United States, Peltier was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison in 1977. His defense has consistently argued that the evidence against him was falsified. Parole was also denied at a hearing in 2009, and former President Barack Obama denied a clemency request in 2017.
Another clemency request is currently pending before President Joe Biden.
Thanks, John. Yvonne Mulliken lives in Prescott Valley, Arizona, with her two dogs. She often talks on the phone with her daughter, who lives out of state. After 2 days of Yvonne not answering calls, the daughter asks for a welfare check. Prescott Valley PD finds no one home and Yvonne's car missing. 3 weeks later, her car is found abandoned in a remote area 50 miles away. She left a note on the car that she had called for roadside assistance and listed a repair shop to which she'd like to have the car towed. Not far from the car, police find two dog leashes belonging to Yvonne. No sign of the dogs. Yvonne Mulliken, 66, 5'5", 170 pounds, shoulder length, brown hair, green eyes. If you have info on Yvonne Mulliken, now missing several weeks, please call Prescott Valley, Arizona PD, 928-772-9267. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.